Hi, is Todd there, please?
Hello.
Is Todd there, please?
Yes, it's Tom Cesario.
Yeah, hey, how's it going, Todd?
Good, man. I just walked out of the chiropractor. Good timing.
Oh, do you want me to give you some time, or is this okay?
No. I mean, I'm getting in my car, man. We can talk. You'll get pretty good attention from me.
Yeah.
I
Yeah,
won't.
if a cop drives by, just let me know and I'll call you back.
No, that's legal down here in Florida. Are you kidding?
Oh, it is. Oh, wow. I didn't know.
Yeah.
In New York, it's illegal.
Oh, yeah, no, they like to talk on your phone, drive a, they don't give a shit, dude, come on.
All right. Well,
Florida.
thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me, and I'm really looking forward to it. And I'll just to let you know, I'm recording this for my transcription purposes, but the audio won't play anywhere, okay?
Oh, so it's not live, it's just a
Yeah,
print kind of deal.
I'm just gonna do an article because it didn't work with the radio show.
Okay, I'm sorry I couldn't do the radio show, dude, that's just. Today, that's like our big training session, so I couldn't really
No, I totally understand. Not a worry at all, man. Thanks anyways for trying to for even giving me another time, but not a worry at all. This is fine.
Okay, awesome.
All right, well, the first question is, how has your life changed since you knocked out Tim Hague in 7 seconds a little less than 2 weeks ago?
Man, my life hasn't changed by any means. I think, my future has changed. I think it's opened up a lot of doors for me. Yeah, I go places like CVS and people are noticing me, things like that. But that's not a life changer, so to speak. That's just a 5 seconds of your day to shake someone's hand and take a picture, maybe. I'm still the same guy. I still got the same bankroll. and I'm still doing the same things. I'm back here in the gym right now. I did go to Aruba last weekend with the Corner Carmelo for the Vengeance tournament. But my life hasn't changed, I wouldn't say. I think it's just my future is a little brighter, and I kind of hit some people's radar, maybe.
You mentioned your bankroll. A lot of people were disappointed that you didn't get knockout of the night at UFC 102, and I think people thought, Marquardt's knockout was impressive, but UFC record is a UFC record. Did the UFC end up, taking care of you, hooking you up with something?
I'm sure they will. To say that Marquardt was way more impressive against a way more highly talented opponent, and not to mention, is it really a UFC record, Ariel? Let's be honest.
I well, that was actually my next question. What do you think about that? Because now people are questioning that as well.
It is what it is, man. I'll take it as it comes. I have not a complaint in the world. I will gladly sign my name beside it, so to speak. It's definitely going to help my career. So, I mean, I've seen closer times, but I can't be the one to make that judgment call, can I?
No,
It's
of
not my
course.
fault.
Not your fault.
I think Dwayne Ludwig, if you go back and look at his, that was pretty fast. I don't remember the time on it. I actually haven't seen it. I just remember that knockout. I mean, he walked across through the right hand and it was over. Which is similar to mine. I mean, if you really want to look at the actual time from KO, it was really the first punch. I mean, heck, that would have been what, 2, 3 seconds?
Right.
I think it's all even, But I'm sure that 7 seconds will get broken.
So you weren't
We'll
disappointed that
see.
you didn't get it, the award.
Man, once I saw the Marquardt knockout, I just kind of looked at my brother and I go, "Oh, there goes my hopes and dreams." Or what I say, I go, "I had already kind of planned on what I was going to do with it, like put something in for college, do this." But no, man, I'm not disappointed at all because. Because, Marquardt, he's put a lot of work in, man. That guy is more than just a pioneer of our sport. He's it right now. And he probably earned it a little more.
Okay, that's a good way of looking at it. And I'm curious about the fact that your last fight prior to this fight was in September of last year. Then you were supposed to fight in '99. All that went down. Then you end up fighting here. It lasts 7 seconds. Was there a part of you where you're like, damn, I wish this could have at least gone a little longer so I could have really see what it's like to fight in the octagon?
Initially, it was until me and my I kind of sat back. My brother was looking at me later that day or that night. He goes, "Man, I couldn't have worked out any better." And initially, I was just kind of like, "I wanted more, I wanted more." But in reality, just the hype that created is better than any 3 rounds I could have received from Tim Hague. But I can't complain, and I know that my next opponent, I ran my mouth, and I'm sure they're going to give me somebody that's kind of more than exploit, whatever areas of my game that are going to take me a little longer to finish someone. So, you know, my time will come to get to show and learn who I am as a fighter. I have a good idea already, but I've developed a lot over the last year, I feel like, and I'd really like the opportunity to see how much and to kind of show that to the world and, I guess, the haters more than anything.
Do you feel as though you have a lot of haters now? Do you feel as though you're sort of a marked man because of all this hype that you've received?
Yeah, I mean, I can't see why I wouldn't. Because the guys that really know the sport are kind of like, really, this kid doesn't, you know. Even I feel that way. Like, I was down in Aruba, cornering Mello, and I'm sitting beside Matt Lindland, and someone asked to take my picture. I'm almost insulted. I'm like, what about this guy? You know, this guy's the guy that he's been there, done that. He created this. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. So that kind of stuff, it kind of bothers me a little bit. And I can see where other guys are just like, you know, fuck this guy. You know what? He doesn't deserve this. So, yeah, I'm sure I am, definitely. I've read a few of the message boards and, you know, guys, you know, talking about this or that. But, I mean, I think I've also developed just as many fans as I have had people that don't like me. So it's going to work both ways.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a fair assessment. So you mentioned to Dana White actually said, I guess he was sort of paraphrasing, that you want to be put on the fast track, that you want to get back at it right away. What exactly does that mean? Is it a certain type of opponent, a certain time frame?
I don't think I said fast track. I think that's something he, you know, I've been the one that's been putting my mouth. Well, Dana actually saw me after the fight. I didn't really say much to him then, but because I wanted to call my mom. I wanted that time to release. So I was just like, thank you, Dana. He was really excited for me, and, you know, and then I was like, well, heck, Dana's here. I need the opportunity to talk to him. And I went in there and I said, this is still during the prelims. I was like, look, Dana, I wanted you to know, you know, I'm very grateful for this opportunity. I'm really, you know, I'm looking to fight as soon as possible, man. You know, I'm not injured. I need to go. I need to build my record. And I would like to fight top opponents. You know, I don't want any walks. I don't want any walks in the park or something. I didn't say that, but that just is what I said. I was looking for tougher opponents. I just don't want to go in a fight when everybody knows, oh, Todd's supposed to win this fight. I don't, you know, that's not a fight then, you know. You know, this is about entertainment. This is about putting on good shows, and that's kind of what I want. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah, no, it definitely makes sense. So is there someone in mind that you'd like to fight next?
Man, there's a lot of good guys out there. You can't send me down to call someone out, to be honest. I'm not that guy.
I'm trying.
There's about 15 guys that I'd love the opportunity to get. I'll say this, and I'm not calling Crow Cop out, but I would like the opportunity to get Crow Cop at some point because I feel like he took a lot of money out of my pocket.
Right.
But, you know, I'm not looking to call anybody out. There's a lot of good guys out there that would make a great fight for me.
So you rooting for Crow Cop to at least beat Dos Santos next week?
I don't know, man. That's a tough fight for everyone, both those guys. I almost lean a little more towards Dos Santos. I got to see him spar a little bit with Shogun, that video that was going around by Bad Boy, and then I got to see him when he was actually at the UFC 102, and I got to see him and Silva go at it a little bit, you know. That guy's talented, Dos Santos is, and I think everybody's kind of figured out Crow Cop's game. I don't know that Crow Cop's going to bring anything new to the game anymore, so I think Dos Santos, man, he's young, he's hungry, and he's got a good camp and a good group of guys around him. But that being said, you know, Crow Cop's one of the most dangerous fighters in the world, so, I mean, I wouldn't bet on it.
Right. And how mentally frustrating was that whole UFC 99 experience? Obviously, it worked out kind of perfectly here for you, but I mean, I can't even imagine what that must have felt like, especially the fact that they flew you all the way out to Germany as well.
Yeah, man, the build-up to it wasn't bad. I thought, you know, in my head, I thought I was in control and I was okay with everything. And then after it was all said and done, after I watched the fights, man, it really kind of hit me and it hurt. It really, emotionally, it was a killer. You know, I kind of walked around in a haze for a week or two afterwards. I was still training and doing the things I was supposed to be doing, but I wasn't all there, you know. Just that dump of, you know, all this work and nothing. But, you know, there's the ultimate goal. It's part of the journey. It's all that. But it was hard, man. You know, it was hard because I put a lot of stress on my family and a lot of people like that, and then it didn't transpire. And that had happened so many times in my career. That's not like the first time. I mean, I went a full year without fighting. So you can imagine I've had two different times. I've had like 8 or 9 month periods where I couldn't get fights and I was healthy.
Right.
training, looking for fights. So, you know, that was kind of the culmination of it, I think. And for about 2 or 3 weeks, I was feeling it. I can't lie.
Really? Okay.
Initially, I thought I took it in stride, but it really did hit me, looking back on it, looking how I was reacting to things. And
what's
I mean,
exactly
I would sit around
like,
and watch
how were
TV.
You were you just like a moody guy to be around?
No, man, I just, there wasn't much going on up in my brain, to be honest. I think I just kind of shut down. Like, I'd go home after training, and I'd sit down in front of the couch. There wouldn't be a TV on. I'd finish eating, and I'd just sit there. A little depression, I'm sure. Who knows?
So is that almost like worse than a loss?
No, nothing's worse than a loss in MMA.
Okay.
I'll take a no contest. There's nothing worse than a loss in your career. So, no, I couldn't say that, no. I think it was just the way, you know, my maturity level and the way I handled it. I should have, you know, looked at the bright side. I still have more opportunities.
Right.
But I don't have a complaint now. Sorry to ramble on you. Sorry.
No, not at all, man. I love the honesty. So what do you, if for people that don't know you, because we've only gotten to see you once on national television, pay-per-view, whatever, who would you, which kind of heavyweight would you compare yourself to out there right now or in the past? If there is a guy, or
man,
maybe not a heavyweight.
I don't think there is, man. Cain Velasquez, but I don't have. I would say, man, I think they're all coming up. It's I'd say I'm similar to Cain Velasquez in the fact his conditioning and his athleticism. I think I would put better emphasis on my striking and better emphasis on his wrestling. But you know, his striking is equal to my wrestling, and my wrestling is equal to his striking. But I'm not ready to compare myself to that guy because he's. He's already proven more than I have. You know, I think the world, we all need to learn together, so to speak. You know, I still have a lot to improve. So to compare myself to anybody is almost insulting to the person I'd be doing it to. And I don't think that's a comparison to be made yet.
Wow.
I'd like to think Cain left, but let's say that.
Okay. And do you feel like right now in the UFC heavyweight division, it seems as though, like Velasquez, right? He fights twice. All of a sudden, people are saying, you know, let's put this guy in against the best. It is a fast track. You know, there's no gimme fights, really, after your second or third fight. You would be down to fight, you know, let's say they put you up next against, let's just say, the winner of Velasquez, Rothwell. You're ready to fight those guys right away because I remember reading that you weren't really looking to fight in the UFC at this early in your career. You had no problem kind of waiting and building up a lot of wins on your resume.
It wasn't that I wasn't looking to fight in the UFC. I wasn't at the caliber of the UFC because actually I was. I was looking for those top fights. What I was more looking for is, I didn't think I was ready to be put behind this hype machine that the UFC creates. I think you understand what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
If you go fight a tough opponent in Japan, you just wouldn't fight a tough opponent in Japan. You fight him on the UFC, the whole world explodes over that situation, you know, and you're really under a spotlight and you're really being critiqued. If it happens in Japan, nobody really even hears about it sometimes, you know. So I think I'm using Japan even just internationally, so to speak. And plus, I kind of wanted to travel and get some more experience on what it was to be a real fighter. I wanted to earn it. By any means, I thought I was ready for that level, yeah. And I look forward to proving that. But it wasn't that I wasn't ready for the UFC caliber fighter. It was I wasn't ready for the hype machine, I didn't think. And I wanted to be more proven when I got here. That way there wasn't any questions about who Todd Duffy was, but I mean, we'll get those answered, you know. It's just a matter of time, and I don't have those answers because, you know, I'm learning what you guys are learning, you know.
Ideally, when would you like to fight next?
Oh, man, what is that? The L.A. card? That's next weekend, huh? Yeah.
No,
that would be cool.
Next weekend is Dallas. L.A. is in October.
Yeah. I would fight within a month, man. I need it. I need the records. I need the experience. I deserve it physically. I've put my body through, you know, I need the payoff. I need the money. I need everything about it. I love it. Of course, if I could fight every weekend, I would. Clearly your body and mind can't handle that kind of thing. You know, as soon as possible. I think I'm probably looking at December the way things are playing out just with the cards being filled up already and things like that. But, you know, at least one more time for the year. I'll take two, you know.
Have they talked to you about anyone?
No, not yet. I haven't. I just got back from Aruba yesterday. I haven't had the chance to talk to Dan Lambert or, you know, Alex Davis or anybody. So once I get that squared away, I'll probably have an idea. I mean, maybe Joe's already on it, but, you know, maybe they're not. I don't know.
And this is a crazy question for you because you know, I hear that some fighters get frustrated just because, you know, UFC is the UFC, but you don't get to fight as much as you would if you were fighting for a small organization, just because there's so many cards, so many fighters, all this stuff. Is it the ideal situation for you at this point in your career to be in the UFC? And I mean this in a positive way, just because I know you said you like to fight every single week.
I don't know, man. That's kind of what we talked about before I signed the contract. That's what we were kind of like, well, can we bounce around with these other small organizations and still get good, tough fights to build me? And realistically, they weren't out there, man. I did have two scheduled, and I ended up getting a bad cut right at the end of the year to kill those two fights for me. And I kind of sat around with that cut for a week or two, and I was like, man, how stupid would I be if I just passed up this opportunity with the UFC? Just for, you know, a shot at it later in my own terms. Life doesn't come at your own terms now, typically, right? So you might as well take the opportunities as they come. So that's kind of how we looked at it. But, you know, I mean, to say it is or isn't is yet to be determined. I don't know, man. This is a really funny game and a really funny sport, and we're all kind of learning about it together, and it's developing. So it's not, I'd say in 10 years from now, yeah, it would be if we're, you know, sports developed where it's going to be at in 10 years. But right now I think you can fight at any level and be okay.
Okay.
As long as you're winning.
Right. And you training now, ATT, Hardcore Gym, both? Or what's the deal?
Both. I plan on going back up to Hardcore. When I'm getting closer to fight time, I'm definitely the ATT for, you know, the good hard sparring, the training partners. I really like having Adam Singer as a kind of a guide to my game. He's important to me.
What's his name?
He's Adam Singer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
From the Hardcore Gym, yeah.
Right.
He actually just called me right before you. I need to talk to him. I plan on going up there for at least a week or two in training just to get his insight, you know, add some things, take a step back. He's got a really good objective opinion, and I really appreciate it. So I definitely like having him. And man, those are all my good friends at the Hardcore Gym, so I'm always going to be a part of that gym.
Any hard feelings, the fact that you leave, or things, or is everyone pretty professional about it?
No, there was no hard feelings. You know, they were frustrated that they knew and they understood that I did have to get those heavyweight training partners. And there's definitely no hard feelings, because I mean, I go back there all the time. I call Adam all the time for advice. I call Rory for advice all the time. So I don't think there's any hard feelings. And if there was, they're gone, you know. They support me a lot.
Right. And I'm curious, because you seem like sort of an MMA fan, right? Do you spend a lot of time online and looking at videos and reading websites, things
like
that?
I think it's my job to, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watch a lot of videos, man, when I'm able to. I've not had internet for the last couple months, probably as well, since I left school. But when I do get on the computer, you know, I'm reading through domestic sports, finding out who's coming up, what's going on. Yeah, I am a fan, definitely, but more importantly, I'm watching video. That's if you're not watching video, you're a fool. This game's developing every day. Some news coming out.
I find it crazy when fighters say that they don't like to watch tape on their opponent. It makes no sense.
I hear that a lot of guys don't watch tape on their opponent, which is even worse.
Yeah.
I watch as much fights as I can. I'll watch amateur fights. I don't care. A fight's a fight. You know, there's something to be learned, I think. And I mean, when I'm 40, I'm hopefully going to be coaching, you know?
Right.
So there's a lot of aspects of the game that I need to learn, you know? Yeah, I think like just this weekend when I went down and cornered Mello, that was a good experience for me. I've cornered people in the past, don't get me wrong, but I've never had to go to another country and do it, so.
Did the people of Aruba come up to you and shower you with praise and stuff like that, or is not that big in Aruba yet, UFC?
No, Aruba's actually, they've got a pretty, it's considering the amount of people, there wasn't a lot of people there. It's off-season, but, you know, the locals are really big into the fighting sport. There were two locals in the tournament. I was recognized while we were at the weigh-ins. I was recognized when I walked through the crowd. So, yeah, I think it's kind of a developing sport in Aruba, definitely.
Cool.
And I mean, I'm nobody in the sport right now. And I think it was just because I was on my last UFC maybe, clearly.
Are you planning on going back to school, or is that on hold now?
I'm trying to get up to Athens in the next day or two. I've got two online classes that are at a deadline at the end of this month that I got to finish. But after that, I'd like to put it on hold. But, you know, my degree is very important to me. My mom made a lot of sacrifices to get into that opportunity, and I definitely want to finish it up for her. Plus, I left high school early and got some, like, BS homeschool degree. So I definitely want to prove to the world that I'm no dummy, you know.
All right.
Part of the club, I guess.
Yeah. And, okay, so you don't have a nickname, right? Or do you?
I've had a couple different nicknames. Nothing's really stuck. I kind of like to go out and create my own nickname, but we really haven't had one stick yet, so I'm not going to give them to you. Because the one just bite.
Do you mind? The second I saw you, I called you RoboCop. You reminded me exactly of RoboCop. How do you feel about that
one? Ooh, that'd be a brutal one. That'd be horrible, dude.
Okay, fine. I won't try to. All right,
RoboCop. Doesn't he die at the end of that movie?
Just more about the way you look, not so much about what happens to him.
Yeah, I want it to be more about the way I fight.
Okay, fine. okay, final question. Let's say 2 years from now, where's Todd Duffy going to be? Heavyweight champion?
If not, I'll definitely be contending for it in my mind. Like I said, that's not my ultimate goal. My ultimate goal is to have great fights. Yeah, I want to hold the title. Everybody does, because that's the only way to really prove your legitimacy to the public. But more than anything, man, I want to be having good fights, getting good big wins under my belt. I think the way the heavyweight division is, if I do what I'm supposed to do, I could definitely get that opportunity.
Is the dream match now for a young UFC heavyweight fighter to fight Brock Lesnar or, let's say, Fedor, if it was possible?
Right now, for me, it would be definitely Fedor, just because he's a little more experienced, and he's still right. I think he's at the top of his game right now, but man, he may be on his way out, and I think Brock's got a few more years to be on the top of his game. But right now, if it had to be tomorrow, I'd pick Fedor. If it's 3 years from now, it may be Brock. You never know.
You think you could beat them right now, or you have some work to do?
I don't know. I definitely think I'd give him a hell of a fight, no question. I think I'd pose a lot of problems for Fedor, because I'm just as fast as he is, and I have the same time conditioning. The only difference is I'm bigger. He's definitely got the experience factor, no question. But I definitely think I'd give him a hell of a fight.
All right, cool. That's all I got, man. It was really a pleasure talking to you and meeting you for the first time. I love your honesty and your humbleness. It's really, really great to hear, and looking forward to watching you fight for many, many years to come.
Thanks, man. I apologize. I'm a little tired right now. Usually I'm a little better with my answers, but I just kind of rambled on trying to give you something, but I'm tired.
No worries. This should be up on the site. I don't know if you've ever been to AOL Fan House. The URL is MMAFanHouse.com. It's part of AOL.
Is there any way I can... I don't mean to start having to cut you off. Is there any way I could get you to email it to me so I could get it up on my website if I ever get one set up someday?
Yeah, for sure. What's your email address?
Todd, T-O-D-D.
Yeah.
Underscore Duffy, D-U-F-F-E-E, at hotmail.com. Man, like I said, if you ever want to do another interview, just give me a call. Feel free to call me anytime, dude. I'll get back to you eventually.
Awesome. Yeah.
Maybe I'll have a little more energy for you.
Yeah, yeah, and if you find out about that fight, the next fight, I'd love to break it. Wink, wink.
Okay. yeah, definitely, I'll try to do that for you, okay?
All right, thanks a lot, Todd. And again, best of luck to you, and really enjoy talking to you, my man.
All right, thank you.
Take care.